Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Grow Through the Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Crazy Stuff Jesus Said. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Psalm 86, and the title of the devotion is The Rose and the Honey. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection. We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. That's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Many things about life come down to choices. We can choose how to respond to circumstances. The psalmist in today's scripture responds to his situation by confessing his need and placing his trust in God. Teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused only on honoring your name. I give thanks to you, my Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever because your faithful love toward me is awesome, and because you've rescued my life from the lowest depths. Back in 1965, a psychiatrist named Eric Byrne wrote a book in which he included the phenomenon of games people play. One of the classic examples was the game, Ain't It Awful? In this interaction, there is always a complaint of how terrible things are. We can comment negatively on the weather, politics, someone else's religious beliefs or immorality, the economy, taxes, crime, just to name a few areas of observation. We humans get a strange sense of satisfaction from playing this game. In a parallel of Mr. Lincoln's thought, we can worry about the pain of the bee's sting or savor the taste of the sweet honey the bee makes. We can complain about all God's rules and commandments or find gratitude for all God's blessings and grace. We can be skeptical about all our prayers that have gone unanswered, or we can be grateful that God's wisdom is greater than ours and recognize that some of our prayers were misguided requests to begin with. In a book of devotional material, I once came across this thought. If you had a choice, which would you choose? That your prayers would all be granted according to your design, or that you would have the grace to be peaceful whether they are granted or not? We can choose the rose instead of the thorn, or the honey over the sting. We can trust in God's faithful love toward us. It's our choice. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Teach me your way, Lord, so that I can walk in your truth. Make my heart focused only on honoring your name. I give thanks to you, my Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever, because your faithful love toward me is awesome, and because you've rescued my life from the lowest depths. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with Daily Devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Crazy Stuff Jesus Said. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.